Amina, the fresh young face of London. For makeup with a twist, try our exciting new range of fashion accessories. Amina, stand out from the crowd. Just when you thought Oreo couldn't release another flavor, they have. For Halloween, candy corn. And for Thanksgiving, pumpkin spice. And now, introducing cupcake with frosting-filled cream. Oreos. My best friend and I love listening to music together, so we share headphones. But one day, my friend went home alone, so she didn't need to share. She didn't hear the car. Think. Look. Listen. Spots getting you down? Don't let them spoil your big night out. Clearasil will clear up your spots in no time. So, whatever's happening this weekend, you can say yes. Clearasil, clear spots every time. New locations, new characters, new craziness. Brace yourself, the Sims are on vacation. You made them, you look after them. Rated T for Teen, EA Games. Mum doesn't always want to cook on a Friday night, but we always want to eat together as a family. Deliveroo gives us tons of options, so we always find something that suits everyone, even my fussy sister. If Mum's happy, we're happy. Deliveroo. At PBS, we want kids to get the best out of their childhood, where they're free to play. Chuck E. Cheese is a proud sponsor of PBS Kids. Chuck E. Cheese, where a kid can be a kid. Hi, my name is Zoe, and I live in a small village between the mountains and the sea. On a hot day, when the sun is shining, the water heats up and evaporates. It transforms into big clouds in the sky. When the clouds are above the mountains, it rains. The water from the rain falls into mountain rivers. Look, there's a river near my village. The other mother sat down on the big sofa. She picked up a brown handbag from beside the sofa and took out a white, rustling paper bag from inside it. She extended the hand with the paper bag in it to Coraline. "Would you like one?" she asked politely. Expecting it to be a toffee or a butterscotch ball, Coraline looked down. The bag was half filled with large, shiny, black beetles, crawling over each other in their efforts to get out of the bag. "No," said Coraline, "I don't want one." "Suit yourself," said her other mother. She carefully picked out a particularly large and black beetle, pulled off its legs, which she dropped neatly into a big glass ashtray on the small table beside the sofa, and popped the beetle into her mouth. She crunched it happily. "Yum," she said, and took another. "You're sick," said Coraline. "Sick and evil and weird,"